Casey, let's talk a little bit. You've got a couple of presentations here today where you're talking about sound nutrition, how to optimize those kind of things. I guess kind of summarize, tell us a little bit about what you're trying to tell the folks here today.
Well, mainly with the increase in feed costs the last couple of years, we want to make sure we're not overfeeding sows in gestation. If you overfeed sows by only half a pound per day, if they gestate 300 days a year, you're looking at $12 extra in feed costs, and you don't get any benefit out of it. So we just want to make sure we're looking at feed usage, formulation, making sure we're maximizing synthetic amino acids and byproducts to help lower cost. Also, get the replacement gilts bred at 210 days and 300 pounds. There's no need to wait an extra 30 days, 240, 250 days of age to breed them. PIC gilts, you can get them bred at 210 days. Again, that's going to save you quite a bit on feed costs, not feeding those gilts an extra 30 days and getting them bred in your breeding herd quickly.
It's really come down to being a real exact science, isn't it? I mean, you don't want to overfeed them, you don't want to underfeed them. It's got to be just right.
Yep, that's right. With the high feed cost, high ingredient cost, you need to know exactly what the nutrients you're using, what kind of nutrient specs are in those diets. Like soybean meals, the crude protein amino acids have really come down the past 2 years. So if you're not adjusting for that, you could be underfeeding and not knowing it. And on the other side, you could be giving it too much credit, and you could cut back a little bit and save a little bit money on that side as well. So you really need to know your ingredients and the nutrients of those ingredients that's coming into your sow diets.
How do you expect the folks here will take this back to the operations that they have and apply some of these principles?
I think they'll go back and look at each individual farm. Each system is a little bit different. It'll work on some systems, maybe on others it might not. But I think there's enough ideas that I think everybody can get at least one good idea to help save some money on their operations.
Do you expect how big a difference do you think this can make on average for a producer if they apply these techniques, if they apply these feeding programs, these farrowing programs?
Well, if you look at the feed cost savings on making sure you feed the PIC gilt right, not making them too fat. Like I said, if you can make sure you're not overfeeding half a pound for 300 days, it's $12 a sow. If you're looking at feed costs on gilts, that's another $20 to $24 a gilt. The increase of synthetic amino acids and some byproducts like distillers is another $12 a sow. So you're getting close to $50 a sow on some of these techniques and ideas, and hopefully some of the customers are already doing it, but there's still a little bit out there, I think, low-hanging fruit that can be grabbed and be used and save a little bit more money on their operations.
Casey, great information. Anything else you'd like our audience to understand about what you guys are doing here today and what you hope these guys take back to the farms?
Well, basically, PIC has a real good technical service group. So we provide people on farm to help with issues. And so what we're doing today is getting a good group of audience together, talk about how to maximize performance with PIC genetics, what you can do to increase performance, at the same time lower your cost of production so we can stay in business. PIC does a lot of research with internal research, with universities, with customers. All this information we share, we have booklets. We have a PIC nutrition guide on how to feed PIC pigs, not only sows, but wean to finish. So there's a lot of resources that we have that we're just trying to help our customers out.